The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app. It's a new week. It's a special week. It's a Thanksgiving holiday week. It's a huge day for RT Media, the Ross Tucker Podcast Network. We've got the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the College Draft Podcast, which we now make picks against the spread. For those of you that are into that, we've got the Even Money Podcast, and you will have part one of the Fantasy Feast Podcast. How about that? Five shows, because Joe and I will record both episodes of the Fantasy Feast. Five episodes recorded today. That's a big boy day of podcasting here. Please show a little appreciation. We love when you do, because we certainly appreciate you guys. At Ross Tucker NFL or at Ross Tucker Pod on social media, with the tweets or the likes or the retweets or whatever, the Facebook comments or whatever it is, replies, whatever it is that you find in your heart during the holiday season to engage with either one of our social media platforms, handles, whatever you call it, that'd be awesome. Tis the season to take advantage of our sponsors. We got a bunch of really good ones. So please, please, please take advantage of what they have to offer. We don't tell you about them unless we believe in them. And I'm going to have a winner on Friday. I'm going to have a spread the word winner. I'm going to have a sponsor confirmation email winner. I'm going to have a YouTube shout out winner. And every day I give a patron shout out. Today it's Ronald Hoguin, H-O-G-U-I-N, the latest to sign up at patreon.com/RTmedia. Where, I mean, we got 30 patrons in the last 2 weeks. It's unbelievable. And it's so great to meet so many of you, especially as some of the restrictions are coming around the country, even more so. It's great to be able to have a platform where we can talk on our private Tuckheads Slack channel. Love it, love it, love it, love all of you guys. How about that? Three winners every week. We don't ask you to just do things just to do them. We reward those of you that do them. It's big show time.
The big show.
Let's talk about Monday Night Football, Ross. The Buccaneers hosted the Rams. LA comes out of it with a 27-24 victory. Two interceptions for Tom Brady.
And two interceptions for Jared Goff, but his did not end up hurting the Rams as badly as Brady's did. It's a really interesting game, really entertaining game, truly impactful game. Kind of reminds me a little bit of that Titans-Ravens contest where you just know that it's going to make a big difference for the playoffs and playoff seeding and positioning and all that stuff. You know, the Bucs, Donovan Smith got hurt on the first play. He did come back in later, however. The Rams, I got to tell you, and I know he was a little bit conservative last night at times, and people didn't like that. Number one, it worked out. His team won the game. And number two, Sean McVay is extremely impressive. And now you know why all of these organizations are trying to find the next Sean McVay, trying to get a guy that spent a bunch of time with Sean McVay, a young, sharp offensive mind. It just a lot of times seems easy for them. It feels like things are in rhythm. It's kind of like what I think I said about Andy Reid yesterday here on the show. It feels like a lot of times Sean McVay is one step ahead of whoever the defensive coordinator is for the other team with his play calling. He's just ahead. I mean, you think about all of the big names that the Bucs have with Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, on and on and on. Meanwhile, Sean McVay gets a lot more production from Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, who, by the way, are both underrated. But I do think that Sean McVay is a big part of why those guys are so successful. They both had huge nights. The Rams have gotten rid of guys recently, the Brandon Cooks of the world, the Todd Gurleys of the world. They knew that Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods were important. Those guys are there for the long haul. And on defense, they know how important Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey are. They know the guys that they need to have, the guys that are big-time difference-making players. Early in the game, Michael Brockers, who they got after one of his signing fell through in the offseason, that was big. He was playing well. Mike Evans would not be denied on that one touchdown. That was impressive. I will say this. How about the end of the first half field goal for the Rams? Robert Woods on that little slip screen goes down the field, gets down. The Rams go up. They spike it with 1 second left. And then look at the final score. Rams 27, Bucks 24. Tom Brady had two really surprisingly bad-looking interceptions. I don't know how else to describe it. And this is about as bad as I can remember him looking under pressure. I mean, really bad. The Rams defense held the Bucks to 251 yards of offense. You know, Goff gave the Rams or gave the Bucks the chance with the JPP interception, the Whitehead interception. They even had the missed field goal by Gay, and the Bucks still couldn't take advantage of it. So impressed by Sean McVay and the Rams scheme. I mean, the Rams get guys open a lot better, a lot easier than do the Bucks. That much is very clear. You know, McVay's getting these guys open underneath all the time, whereas it seems like Arians wants Brady to throw it deep, which he's not doing well, but they're also not exactly open. You know, McVay, I mentioned, was conservative, but it worked for him. Gigantic win for the LA Rams that had a big impact on where I'm going to put them in the power rankings momentarily. Speaking of big impact, can't emphasize this enough, that having a home security system can have a big positive impact on your life. It has a big positive impact on our life, both on a daily basis, the comfort of when you turn it on when you go to bed, or when you're away for the day and you come back and you turn it off and you realize nobody was in your house. And even if there is an issue at your house, like I've had, you have that camera, comes up big, really big. And what's crazy is SimpliSafe system is up to 50% off during the holidays. Are you kidding me? Get up to 50% off SimpliSafe plus a free security camera, which is worth its weight in gold today by visiting simplysafe.com/Tucker. Go today. The deal is this week only, really just today and Wednesday only. simplysafe.com/Tucker. simplysafe.com/Tucker. This would be an unbelievable holiday gift to yourself or to a loved one. I promise simplysafe.com/Tucker.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
Number 32, once again, the New York Jets.
Yeah, I guess it feels like the Jets have had 2 one-score games in a row. The Jags just got blown out. So I don't know, Bri. We've got some intrigue at the bottom here. Maybe the Jets can pass up the Jags even without winning a game and move up to 31.
High expectations, but right now you got to get past those Jags at 31.
So I think that they're going to end up benching Jake Luton, maybe go back to Gardner Minshew. My guess is if they do that, they'll play a little bit better. They'll move the ball a little bit better, and that the Jets won't be able to pass up the Jags.
Number 30, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Pretty significant drop for them. Not only did they lose by 11 to Washington, but Ryan Finley's not good. And we know Joe Burrow tore his ACL, his MCL, other damage. As if you remember, before anybody else that I can remember said this yesterday, I said I had, watching the video, I had very significant concerns, very significant, about how that looked for Joe Burrow. And so I thought it would maybe be more. It was more. It's an absolute shame. I hope he can get back and be the player that we thought and think he can be.
Number 29, the Denver Broncos.
They won. Kudos to them. I don't really feel any differently about them. I guess their defense played better, which is good. You know, but I didn't think Tua played very well. I don't really feel differently about the Broncos after that win by them. I think that they're still about what I thought they were.
Number 28, the Washington football team.
Still not a very good team. I did not come away from the win over the Bengals impressed. I think they were fortunate that Bullock missed the field goal. Burrow fumbles at the one. Burrow gets hurt. I think they would have lost the game otherwise. So kudos. They got a win. They're as many wins as anybody. They play on Thanksgiving, but not very impressed.
Number 27, the Lions.
Well, what can you say? They dropped a bunch. They got shut out by the Carolina Panthers. Didn't get in the red zone once. True, and I know Galladay was out and Swift was out, Amendola. Maybe they're hoping to get some of those guys healthy for Thanksgiving. Goodness knows, for my radio purposes, I hope that's the case. But truly an unacceptable and really disgraceful performance by the Detroit Lions.
Number 26, the Philadelphia Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. So this is as low, pretty sure this is as low as they've been in the history of the podcast. Got to go by what I see. Something's very wrong with Carson Wentz and the offense right now. He does not look comfortable. Nothing they do comes easily. They are a tough watch right now.
Number 25, the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Listen, I think right now, based on what I've seen, I think it's going to be the Cowboys and Giants who have the best chance to win the NFC East. I think with Andy Dalton, the Cowboys can be respectable, and the Giants have been respectable the last couple times out. So I think it might come down to the Giants and the Cowboys in the NFC East, if you can believe that.
Number 24, the Los Angeles Chargers.
They won. They beat the Jets. Herbert's still awesome. I don't really feel any differently about them. I mean, they still, the Jets had a chance to tie it late. Like, it's just, it's hard to believe. It really is.
23, the San Francisco 49ers.
Go, Chargers, go. It really is hard to believe with the talent the Chargers have that they're not better than they are. As for the Niners, they had a bye. Nothing to see here.
22, the Houston Texans.
Looking forward to seeing Deshaun Watson, the Texans, Thursday. Deshaun, we heard Greg Cosell say that he's playing at a really high level. I think they'll probably beat the Lions, but I'll tell you more about that on Thursday. But I'm really looking forward to seeing him up close and personal the way he's played over the last 5 weeks or so.
21, the Atlanta Falcons.
So that was a disappointing loss just because it felt like they had momentum and that they were playing well under Raheem Morris. And to only get 3 field goals, look, it speaks very well of the Saints, but it also speaks pretty poorly of the Falcons. I thought they'd come out and play much better than that after their bye.
20, the Chicago Bears.
Had a bye, not much to see here.
19, Carolina Panthers.
Although I will say this about the Bears. It sounds like they might be making another quarterback change. I don't know if that's Tyler Bray or back to Trubisky or what, but sounds like they're thinking about that. What a disaster. You know, and for Matt Nagy, it's partially his fault now because I think he's part of the reason why they brought in Nick Foles. But it really feels like a miscalculation to trade and pay Foles that much when Jameis Winston and Cam Newton are out here getting $1 million. And Jameis Winston's the third string quarterback. Anyway, as for the Panthers, impressive performance by P.J. Walker. We'll see what happens with Teddy B. And really a great performance by their defense, which is surprising.
Number 18, the New York Giants.
Coming off of a bye week, I didn't move them up or down. Curious to see how the team and the offensive line react to Mark Colombo being gone.
Number 17, the New England Patriots.
Really, really bad loss. Pretty much eliminates them from playoff talk, playoff contention, playoff conversation. And any of the sort of goodwill that they built up with that win over the Ravens, it all went out the window with the loss to the Texans. And I would say the defense was probably as disappointing as just about anything for the Patriots in that game.
16, the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings! You know, it didn't really change how I feel about them. I still think they're a decent team. You know, kudos to the Cowboys for coming to play. It was not a good performance by the Vikings. They kind of came back to earth a little bit. But I still would describe them as a solid team. Although, you know, they've got issues now with Adam Thielen going on the COVID list. By the way, Eddie Jackson, safety for the Bears, went on the COVID list as well. There's getting to be a lot more. Jesse Davis from the Dolphins, who we'll talk about shortly. Bunch of guys going on the COVID list that are big impact players for their team, including for the Vikings, Adam Thielen.
Well, speaking of those Dolphins, they are number 15.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins going back to Tua, which makes sense and is the right move. But what if he stinks in the early part of the game? They should go to Fitzpatrick and get some Fitzmagic so they win the game against the Jets. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was probably the most annoying 30 seconds in Ross Tucker football podcast history. Usually I do things like that and you chuckle a little bit. Right now, you're cursing me while you're commuting or while you're working out because I just annoyed the crap out of you. And for that, I say I'm truly sorry.
Okay. Number 14, the Titans.
Did you ever talk like that, Bri?
Talk like what? Just end everything with
No, but like you get to like a point in your life. I think it's like when you're a teenager maybe and you're like, whatever.
No, of course.
Like, no, Dad. I don't want to.
Yeah, everybody did.
What is that? What is that? What is that 2 or 3 year period of your life where you express frustration by adding like an at the end of your words or sentences?
It's part of being a teenager when you think you know everything and you're smarter than your parents.
Are your kids doing that? Are they in that stage? Are they past that stage?
We're kind of right in the thick of it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes. It's not all the time. It's just like, it's like a light switch. They turn it on and turn it off.
Oh, man.
Good luck, Ross. You got it coming.
I know. That's what everybody says. I was texting my sister about my niece's Instagram account last night. That didn't go over too well. I'll just stay out of it. Where are we?
Titans,
huge win. It's kind of weird to me that they didn't move up more in my power rankings. Oh, by the way, somebody said either on the Tuckhead Slack channel, patreon.com/RTmedia, or this might have been a YouTube comment, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Somebody said their favorite part of Power Rankings Tuesday is when I express surprise about my own ranking.
That was funny. I saw that.
like I'm not the one that did it. So like I'm looking at like, oh, Titans, that, you know, they didn't move up. I'm kind of surprised they didn't move up more. Like, Ross, you're the one that did it, Duma. You know what that is?
Duma?
Yeah.
I think I know what they were. Well, you're talking about dumbass, right?
I think so. I think my grandparents used to say it sometimes because they could speak German. And I think Duma might be, I don't know this. And if I'm offending someone or if I'm wrong, look, I'm admitting now ignorance. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I think Duma is German for dumbass or something like that. Because I can remember every once in a while, my grandparents would throw out a Duma at somebody. And it was usually when they were, like we were at a restaurant or they were driving the car and someone cut them off. There was a Duma. There was definitely a Duma. Titans. Still haven't talked about the Titans. So the Tennessee Titans, very impressive win. They needed to have it. Gigantic game for them against the Colts on Sunday. Look, I could have probably moved them ahead of a couple, but I think these next few are all kind of in the same boat.
Like the Browns at number 13.
7-3 is 7-3. And they've got a very favorable schedule down the stretch. They got a great chance to go to the playoffs. It's very, very important. It's very, very impressive.
Number 12, the Raiders.
You know what? I'm excited for Raiders fans. The Raiders. I'm excited for Raiders fans because not only are they good, even though they lost, I actually moved them up a spot, even though they lost. But wait, no, Ross, you can't do that. They lost. You have to move them down in your rankings. No, I don't, because that's not how my rankings work. I go by what I see. I go by a series of games in my backyard or Wichita, Kansas, or some other whatever city, and non-denominational city, and I think the Raiders are pretty darn good. They're impressive. I moved them up. They could have won that game easily, and I'm happy for the silver and black.
Number 11, the Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens are in a bad way. You know, they play Thursday night, and now J.K. Dobbins, Mark Ingram, Brandon Williams all go on the COVID list, which means Dobbins and Ingram definitely cannot play Thursday night. The NFL has decided we're playing through. Like, we're going. If you're on the COVID list and you can't play, that's too bad. We're not missing more games. It's a huge pain in the Duma for us. So we're not going to do it. Definitely not the right way to say that. We're not going to do it. We're just going to play through. So Ravens better get their shy. Ooh. Shy is such a great word, great way to swear, but not actually swear. Ravens better get their shy together and come out and play better Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Or else, you know what? Their fans are going to be even more stressed out. And you know, Bri, life can be stressful even under normal circumstances. 2020 has taken that to the next level. Even those of us that are pretty good, wow, 2020's brought on a whole new level of stress that goes beyond quick fixes. That's where headspace comes in. This is awesome. This reminds me of Andrew Brandt and the conversation Andrew and I had last week. Headspace really can help you feel better. 3-minute SOS meditation. It's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. We got to get Headspace to advertise on the business of sports with Andrew as well. I am just now getting into this and trying it. You deserve to feel happier. And Headspace is meditation made simple. I do the yoga. Now I'm going to do the Headspace. Go to headspace.com/Tucker. That's headspace.com/Tucker for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered out there right now. Head, get it, to headspace.com/Tucker today. Very cool, and a very cool sponsor confirmation to email me, ross@rostucker.com, to be a winner this week.
Number 10, the Arizona Cardinals.
So, you know, that was a disappointing loss because it was a winnable game in Seattle, but didn't really change how I feel about them.
Number 9, the Seattle Seahawks.
Literally just flipped these two, Bri. Literally last week it was Cardinals 9, Seahawks 10. Now I flipped them. Seahawks, you know what I like? You know how I feel a little bit differently about them is their defense and that they played pretty well 3 out of the last 4 weeks. And they ran it better.
Number 8, the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. They had a bye. I will say this, though. I'm going to talk to Andrew about this tomorrow. Tommy Sweeney, their tight end, out for the rest of the year with myocarditis, which they believe is a side effect of COVID. Not for all people, but in his case, which is scary. Although I saw where Dr. Chow said it can resolve itself or usually resolves itself. At any rate, something to keep an eye on.
Number 7, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So we kind of talked about them. Disappointing performance last night. Had to drop them a bunch.
6, the Indianapolis Colts.
You know, it was not a totally clean performance, but they showed me a lot, shutting down the Packers in the second half, coming from behind and winning that football game.
Number 5, the Green Bay Packers.
What? The Colts just beat the Packers. How can the Packers be ahead of the Colts? Because it wasn't a neutral site game. And if they played 5 times in my backyard, I think the Packers would win 3 of them. I don't think MVS would fumble every time in overtime. So that's why.
All right. Hang on a second. You said it wasn't a neutral site game, but there was no crowd noise, so there was no home field advantage.
Still a little bit of an advantage at home. And I still think that there were some people there.
Were there? Okay.
Like 5,000 people maybe or something.
Okay. Number 4, the Los Angeles Rams.
I was dead wrong about this team before the year. Dead wrong. And I don't often, you know, it doesn't happen very often. I admit when I'm wrong. I thought they would take a step back. They're better. Sean McVay deserves a ton of credit. I couldn't be more impressed with that organization right now.
Number 3, the New Orleans Saints.
You know, even with Breeze out, that defense took it to even another level, which is why I'm so impressed by them and why they deserve to be the top-ranked NFC team and number 3 on the board.
Number 2 on the board, the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's interesting to me how many people are so sure that the Chiefs are better than the Steelers. I guess it's just a reflection of last year, which seems silly because the Steelers Hall of Fame quarterback didn't play last year, which seems like a pretty key piece of this thing. The Chiefs have a great team. The Steelers are better. Steelers wouldn't give up 31 points like that to the Raiders. The Steelers have a better team. We'll see what happens when they play in January, but I'm sticking to my guns, and I have since week 7.
Russ's number 1 team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is...
All right, number 1, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
kind of just talked about them. Hard to be more impressed by them right now. They got an awesome wide receiving core, two good tight ends. The O-line's playing well, a good running back. I believe a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback and arguably the best defense in football. I mean, what the HE double hockey sticks are we talking about here with people fighting me so hard on Steelers being number one? What are we talking about? Anyway, I don't think it's surprising at all or that people should be up in arms about it. I do think shout outs are in order for some of our most loyal listeners who have small businesses they're trying to grow. And one of the ways they're doing that is having me give them a shout out, just a shout out at the end of every show, as I think we're done here, members of patreon.com/RT Media. So that's Pizza Boy Brewing, dynastyfreaks.com, Sportaculture, steakhousesports.com, and Vision Comics with an X. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you to all the patrons. Huge day. Make sure you're checking your podcast app. Make sure you get them lined up for the next few days. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.